I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The president of Saint-Gobain says his company might not be responsible for the water contamination in Bennington County. The state of Vermont wants Saint-Gobain to fund a $30 million water project in Bennington, but the company's latest communication hints at a long and expensive court battle over who will pay for the waterline extension. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
About 270 private wells in Bennington are contaminated with the industrial chemical PFOA, and the state says a factory that was owned by Saint-Gobain is the source of the pollution. But in a sharply worded letter sent to the state last week, Saint-Gobain says much more work needs to be done before pinning the water contamination on the company. In a letter sent to Governor-elect Phil Scott and Governor Shumlin, company president and CEO Thomas Kinski says it's, quote, premature for the state of Vermont to say Saint-Gobain is responsible for the cleanup of this contamination and other actions necessary to protect public health and the environment.
We were certainly disappointed to see a letter like that coming from Saint-Gobain.
Alyssa Sheeran is the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation. Saint-Gobain owned the ChemFab plant in North Bennington, where PFOA was used to weatherproof fabric. But in his letter, Kinski points out that the factory closed down in 2002, and he says, quote, the investigation is ongoing, and other potential sources of PFOA have not been evaluated by the Agency of Natural Resources. Sheeran says she's not buying it.
We believe Saint-Gobain is the responsible party. We're going through a process right now which is indicating that, and, you know, we're not second-guessing that.
A Saint-Gobain spokesperson declined to comment for this story. PFOA has been linked to a number of health effects, but in his letter, Kinski says there are no clear scientific studies that prove the chemical is dangerous to human health. Since the chemical was detected in Bennington, Saint-Gobain has been working with the state to make sure people have clean drinking water. The company paid for carbon filters, which do remove PFOA, but the state wants municipal water lines extended to the homes to protect property values and ensure a long-term solution. In his letter, Kinski says the carbon filters are an effective permanent remedy. The state is trying to reach a settlement with the company over who should pay for the water lines. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.